Okay, a learning should be in Chusafurshim for Esatil about Ariel Tzipora, the Soh Shechal Yisrael. Title of this talk, whatever you want to call it, the Shmuz. We're going to call it Getting Ready for Shabbos Chazon Tavshin Pei Beis. With my Rebbe, with the Imre Baruch Shlita. Rabbi Simon has an incredible sefer known as Imre Baruch. I highly, highly recommend it. And he starts off the piece, the first piece in the sefer Dvarim. And he quotes it, Hagula Hasida Bezchus Torah Sheba'al Peh. He says the ultimate Gula will be with the Koch of the Torah, but not only the Torah Sheba'al Peh. Rabbi Simon starts off saying that Shabbos Chazon, 99% of the time, is on Sefer Dvar, is this Parshas Dvarim. Sometimes a random, it's Vezchanan. 99% of the time, Shabbos Chazon is Parshas Dvarim. So there's got to be a reason or something deeper why Shabbos Chazon, the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, the Shabbos before we commemorate the destruction of both Batei Midrashos and all the Jewish pain of all of Jewish history, what is the connection between Sefer Devarim? So before we go to Rabbi Simon's beautiful mimer and go through different points, we're not going to do the whole mimer, we're going to do different points of the mimer. I want to just put an introduction for a different Sefer Rabbi Sachs, Yonas Sachs Shlita. And it's Sefer Yom Som Taniso, Simen Chav Gimel. And his whole idea is based off the Gemara in the Dharm. The Gemara in the Dharm tells us on Pepe Aleph. Amar Avido Marav, Mai Dechsev, Mio Isha Chachav, Yal Ben Ezoz. The Gemara says, at the end of the day, why do we get punished from leaving Eretz Yisrael? Ayom HaShem Al Ozum Et Torasi. Why do we get Amal Hav Da Eretz? Why did we have to leave Eretz Yisrael? So everyone ever knows Gemara in Yuma, and Avtes. The first place the main touch is adultery, murder, and avodah zara. The second is sinas chinam. The Gemara in the Dharm tells us something incredible. Amri Yivin Amarav, she'ein mevarachim b'Torah tchila. Because we didn't make berachas haTorah. We were learning. We were staggering morning seder, afternoon seder, and night seder, but we didn't make the proper berachas haTorah. Pretty intense. Pretty extreme punishment. But Beis HaMikdash destroyed, you lose Eretz Yisrael, you lose Yerushalayim. Because you didn't make a Berachas HaTorah. So Rabbi Sachs quotes an incredible idea from the Ran. Says the Ran, it's not saying that they didn't make Berachas. Yes, they made, they learned. But what was the Simen? Is that they didn't make the Berachas HaTorah? It was a reflection that they didn't, the Torah wasn't Chashim in their eyes. They thought the Torah was math and Torah was science and Torah was social studies. And they didn't need to make a bracha on it beforehand. So we see, says the Ran, it wasn't just that they didn't make a bracha, is that the bracha was a simon, it was a sign. They didn't keep the Torah with chashiv in their heads, in their minds, and their hearts. So this is another subject. I heard Rabbi Goldberg Shlita. Rabbi Goldberg said this from Rabbi Shach, it's something from a different rabbi, I forgot who says, yeah, look at the Gemara a little differently. Second answer. Shelo Baruch HaBatorah Tichila. What does it mean? It means that they made a bracha, but they didn't put Torah Tichila first. They did other things first. Or they checked their email first. Like Rav Shor told the Chevra who went from Florida, from Boca this year. You know what you should do? One thing you to help you folk daven better, don't look at your phone before davening. I've yet to be able to do that, but there's some people that have done it instead of changed their davening. That means Torah wasn't first. Are they modern Orthodox? Are they Jewish American or an American Jew? Does the Torah come first in your life? Says Rabbi Sachs from the Ran, is that at the end of the day, we lost our Torah because the Torah in our heart, and our, just another subject. And this Rabbi Goldberg quoted, but at the end of the day, Torah was just another, it was a tchila, it wasn't first on our minds. So how does this connect to Parshas Devarim, and how does this connect to Tisha B'Av? So Rabbi Simon quotes the Shem Yishmuel, and Tafresh Ayin Hei quotes his father, the Avnei Nezer. And he says that we know that Sefer Devarim is different, Sefer Devarim is different from the other four books of the Sefer Torah, which we're going to get to in a second from the Gra. But what is it? What is the Avnei Nezer? He classifies it as follows. Shemishna Torah, the Sefer Devarim, Vashir Moshe B'Pi Atzma, which came from Moshe's mouth, Omra Nirshi Amsoi Ben Torsh Bechsav Torsh Bapeh. Says the Avnei Nezer, at the end of the day, and the Shemishmul expands on, we're not gonna go through it now, is basically the bridge of the written Torah and the oral Torah. Sefer Dvarim, starting with Parshas Dvarim, is the bridge between HaKadosh Baruch, between the written Torah and the oral Torah. How's that possible? How's that? Because you look in the Torah and you see Sefer Dvarim is very much in the written Torah. So you gotta go back to the beginning of the piece from Maimar Aleph from Rabbi Simon. And he says a beautiful idea that all Yaakov, that the Maggid of Dumna says from the Gra. What's the difference between Sefer Bereishis, Shemos, Vayikra, and Bamidbar, the Dvarim? The Amarli in the Gra told his student, the Dumna Maggid, he told me, at the end of the day, the first four books came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but through the mouthpiece of Moshe. Hashem speaking, but through the mouthpiece, through the speakerphone, through the microphone of Moshe. Lo kein sefer dvarim ha-yusol shem is dvar sefer ha-shezeb, but not sefer dvarim, kasha shimu dvarim dvarim namasher acher Moshe. It was Moshe Beno himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu amar el ha-navi hayom, amach ha-alach ha-navi ish min ha-chazan ha-yisrael. At the end of the day, the first four books, says the Gra, was HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking through the mouth of Moshe. The fifth book was Moshe himself. So now we can understand the Avnei Nezer. If Torah Sheba'al Peh is all about the oral Torah, it's all about Torah Sheba'al Peh, Mishnayos, and Gemara, not things written down, then Moshe Rabbeinu, it makes perfect sense, according to the Gra, according to the Avnei Nezer, that Sefer Dvarim and Parshas Dvarim, it's all about Torah Sheba'al Peh. It's the bridge, says the Avnei Nezer. It's the bridge. And how is it the bridge? Because the first four books are different from the fifth book. First four books, says the Gra, it was the Kadosh Baruch Hu speaking through Moshe. Fifth book is Moshe Rabbeinu speaking himself. Moving on to an incredible chida. Listen to this chida. Unbelievable chida. My fault, I skipped a piece. Before we get to the chida, the Gemara Bava Basra. Gemara Bava Basra trying to understand Adav Chesam Adav Maidich Siv. What does the pasuk mean in Hosea 8:10 Ches Yud? Gam ki yitnu b'goyim atah kapsim v'yichalu ma'at mimasei melech v'sarim. Pasha pshat, what does that pasuk mean? Pasuk says in Hosea, no Hosea b'har, I got the exact translation over here. Though they have hired lovers, yitnu among the nations, now I'll gather them. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, and they will begin to be diminished by reason of the burden of kings and princes. Amr Ula, pasuk zeh b'loshin aramis. This pasuk is actually written in the Aramaic language. So the word yitnu, gam ki yitnu b'goyim, yitnu is understood in Aramaic sense to learn. Says Rashi on the spot. Says Rashi yitnu targum shel yashno kimo v'shinatim v'saninu in Parshas Vatzchanan. At the end of the day, you know what she yitnu means? Yitnu is a lashon of v'shinatim, of teaching. Says haynu shebetzchus isak haTorah atak abseim, in the schus of Torah we will be redeemed, in the schus of learning Torah. And then not only Gemara Baba Basra that tells us this, and Rashi, Api Rashi, it's a medrus in Vayikra Rabba. Ein ha-golius halola mitzkansas ele b'schus mishnayas. Says the medrus, we're going to be zoicha to the schus of kibbutz golius through the schus of mishnayas. So yes, Rabbi Simon quotes it as a piece of Torah Sheba'al Peh. But whatever piece of Torah that you connect to, if you connect to Mishnah, if you connect to Torah, to Api Machshava, whatever Torah is, but Torah we see, It's foundational. And then he quotes the Beis Halevi, Kvaridusha, Gula, Asibet, here, Rak, Pesachot, Torah Sheba'al Peh. And the Beis Halevi goes on to say, specifically to Torah Sheba'al Peh, because he said the Blush and Arami. Why does Ula have to tell us this? Blush and Arami, back to the Gemara Baba Basra before the Medrash. Blush and Arami to teach you that at the end of the day, we're in Zoicha to Ata'ak Absim through this Pasuk of Zayinu, Vishinantim, of Aramis, of Da'aka Torah Sheba'al Peh. But I'm going to say maybe we can say any piece of Torah. So now, why doctor? Where's Sefer Dvarim? Where do you get Torah in Sefer Dvarim? Look at the opening pasuk to the parsha. Eila hadvarim asher diber Moshe kol Yisrael. These are the things that Moshe spoke to all Klai Yisrael. Now we get to the chidah. Chomas inecha. Says the chidah. Eila hadvarim. Eila stands for three words. Avak lashon hara. Avak lashon hara. What's Avak Lashon Hara? Avak Lashon Hara is some sort of Lashon Hara. It's not fully Lashon Hara, but it's a certain type of Lashon Hara. Shezeba Zanuch Shum Klum. Everyone is. Then they'll read back in the pasuk. Eila Ha'Eila Hadvar Masher Yibir Marshal Kol Yisrael. Everyone does Avak Eila. Everyone does Avak Lashon Hara. Everyone does Avak. Whether it's a hint or it's a matter or it's a piece. Right? Gemara Baba Basra tells us Kusamach Mehei Ruba Megezel. most people sin by stealing. Mutum ba'arayis, a few people by the rayis or the immoral relations. The kulin ba'avig lashon hara, and everyone sins on lashon hara. El kol yisosha kulin nechshon ba'avig lashon hara. Everyone sins on lashon hara, and says my Rabbi Simon, you have to look at the Sefer Pardes Yosef Achadish or David Adam and the Bamshlita, who says why dafka Eila? Eila is gematria 36. How do we fix lashon hara? How do you fix the Eila? Avig lashon hara. How do you fix it? Through the Eila, 36 Masechtos. And the Gemara in Elchan tells us this. Tesamah Beis. Amar Chaim Rav Chanina Ma'atzichan to Shemizbar Lashon Hara. Right? We know the Gemara in Yuma tells us. Why were we still in Gauls because of the Beis HaMikdash? Because Schin is Schinim, Lashon Hara, and Sin is Schinim. Says the Gemara in Elchan, how do you fix the Lashon Hara? Ma'atzichan to Shemizbar Lashon Hara in Tamad Chachem Hu, Yasa B'Torah. You used your mouth for bad, now go use your mouth for good. What's the best way to use your mouth? For Torah. That the kohen limisper lashon hara avak lashon hara who I did limud elu lamedvav mesektos hashas says the part of the Yosef Hakadosh. You want to know how to fix elah hadvarim elah is lashon as lashon Rashi tivas avak lashon hara elah could also be spelled around elah 36 mesektos the 36 mesektos of the Gemara Bavli 36 mesektos how you're going to try to be a little better like the Rabbi Nachman said. Rabbi Nachman says look at the word kinos. You have to say kinos on Amotei Shabbos Sunday. Kinos is osios tikkun. What's the point of kinos? It's tikkun. We're trying to make tikkunim. How do we fix lashon hara? How do we do all these tikkunim? Says the parties Yosef Achadosh, David Avram Mandelbaum. How do we fix the Eila of the lashon hara? Dafka through the Eila of 36. Using our mouth for bad, now you have to use our mouth for good. So just to be able to recap before we go on, a few more ideas. We start off saying from a Mishim Yishmol told us that the Sefer Dvarim is the bridge. It's the bridge of Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat Peh. Rabbi Simon always says the Sefer Dvarim is connected to Shabbos Chazon. It's connected to Tisha B'Av. How? So he said, Rabbi Sachs told us the Gemara Nedan payoff. Why did we lose our Tisrael? Amal Al Darach, Lo Baruch Abba Adar Torah Tchila. We didn't say Berachas HaTorah. So one idea from the Ran is that the Torah was a Chashvan Ayaris. It was Chashir Ayaris. We would have said Berachas HaTorah. Wasn't that we didn't make the brachas? Is that the fact we didn't make the brachas showed us that the learning wasn't really learning. It was just like science and math and social studies. And Rabbi Gold recorded another one, a different Rabbi, Rabbi Shaka quoted, they said it, Rabbi Galbet's Hilula gathering this week. Learning should also be in schuss for him, Barak Tzibar Venosan, his yard side is Arab Tisha B'Av. Tremendous Talmud Chacham, tremendous person who lived this year, Mamish, all that Torah, lived Torah. He was a walking Sefer Torah. That rabbi who said that the words Meshim Barakam Torah Tchila, they didn't put Torah first. They may have learned, but it wasn't Tchila, it wasn't first in their minds. And we went on and said, what's the difference between Sefer HaDvarim, Sefer the rest of the Svarim? From the Maggid asked the Gra, and the Gra said the first four books was Hashem speaking through Moshe's mouth. Moshe was the mouthpiece, but Hashem was really Hashem. The fifth book is Moshe himself. And that goes beautifully. Torah Shabbat Peh, it's about Moshe himself. So now Abdi Nezer, exactly what the Gra said. The fifth book is, yes, it's written, but it's also oral. It's also oral. And the Gemara Baba Basra and the Medrash tells us, and the Beis Halevi expands on it. Atal Kapsem, we want to have Kibbutz Goliath. We want to have Yitnu. Kadosh Baruch Hu bring us back. It's got to be through Lashon Aromi. It's got to be through Ena Goliath, Zalolo, Meskans, El Pesos, and Mishnayas. It's got to be Dafka through Torah Shabbat Peh. And this is what the Sefer, the Chidah writes. Eila Hadvar Mashem Yishem Moshe Kol Ben Yisrael. Eila is Rashi Tibbutz, Ovel Lashon Hara. Everyone, the Baba Basra says, everyone knows Lashon Hara. How do we fix our Lashon Hara? Of David Aram Adam and Bahari Joseph Kurdish tells us. Look at the Maran Erichat Hasanabez. Takana of fixing of Lashon Hara, Dafka through learning. Use your mouth for bad, now use your mouth for good by learning. By learning Torah. Eila is other Lashon Hara, but Eila is also 36. The 36 Mesechtos. 36 Mesechtos. Now to wrap it up. I mean, Simon, there are a few pieces that I'm skipping over, but he quotes an incredible pasuk from the end of our Torah. Siyam Mishpat Tipode B'Shaveh B'Tzaka. And Yerushalayim will be judged, and Yerushalayim will be redeemed. B'Shaveh B'Tzaka, and it will be redeemed in her righteousness. Says Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, an incredible, incredible remez to our Chazal, She'en Eglot Miskaps Abuschus Torah Shabbat Peh. The Kaiso will be redeemed on this 27th Pasuk in our Shabbos Chazon in Yeshaya. Siyam Mishpat Tipode B'Shaveh B'Tzaka. The Abuschus Torah Shabbat Peh. Talmud Yushami and Talmud Bavli. He says, if they bring up the pasuk, Siyum v'mishpat tipode is gematria Talmud Yushami, V'shaveh b'tzdaka is Talmud Bavli, right? Tzion Mishpat Tzibadah. Tzion is referring to Yerushalayim. Tzion Mishpat Tzibadah, Talmud Yerushalayim. V'shaveh b'tzdaka g'macha Talmud Bavli. Says Rabbi Simon, we see that at the end of the day, if you want to have the chus of having the Ribbono Shel Olam fully clear in our lives, if we want to get rid of the school shootings, we want to get rid of the Merons, Klai Yisrael has seen enough pain, through enough torture, we're done. Every year we're sitting another year on the floor, another year of pain, another year of hearing these horrifying stories, another year of hearing terrible stories. It's only because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is not Hashem Echad Shema Echad. It's only Ka. But we need to be fully. Hashem Echad Shema Echad means that we need Yudke Vavke. Or Yudke. That's what I'm saying. But at the end of the day, though, the whole world will see the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. And how do we do it? Yes, through Avas Chinam. And yes, we talked about this, and everyone, yes. But maybe we could say it's time to focus a little bit on Torah, right? One of the things that the Tisha B'Av is always about is that everyone always knows there's an Isser to learn. There's certain things you can learn, there's a tremendous connection between Talmud Torah and Torah Shabbat and Tisha B'Av. Because Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Sam Chalev, the postgame, right? Because the Torah, it gives a gladness to a person's heart. And this year Shabbos, there's no excuse for Hesed on Shabbos. To do our best now, from now, Wednesday until Shabbos. And not even after, especially after Shabbos. And all these yeshivas, quote unquote, they go on vacation. That's when we have to plug down into our Talmud Torah, into our learning, not only just learning, but our living, into understanding that that's relying on other people. But being on fire for the Bonashim. Just to end off with a paragraph from the Chaban. The Chaban says it's not just good enough on Tisha B'Av to cry. It's very easy to cry. But you gotta put your tears into action. Yeah, you put your ratzon into action. Says the Chaban Zatzal. Chus Yogan Aleinu. Makum lazos lanagu lo yimken aleinu la'abin shiyamam eilu miyamein ha-mitzam tzrichim ha-kaba b'durin shenei ponim. Panech shbechir b'avayos p'nei sheni sh'asiyah v'istoros v'fulus managu lo. Yes, you have to cry and you have to have a velos. But you also have to get awakened. Welcome, molasses, lifol. The mice, the marts, rav, laharim, can't torah, we should be Yisrael. To pick ourselves up. You have to do something. You can't just cry. You get effective on Tisha B'Av. Something inspires you. You gotta be inspired. Listen to the way Donnie Morris, that's how his mother's talking to David Bashevkin. Incredible, Amish, incredible. You gotta listen. It just came out yesterday on 1840, David Bashevkin's podcast. And he says, everybody knows what they have to work on. Everybody knows on Tisha B'Av what their Indian is with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. So this whole Indian, this whole Shir, Shmuz, whatever you want to call it, was all about talking about Talmud Torah. But maybe we could say it's deeper. It's not just taking upon ourselves Talmud Torah, but it's taking upon ourselves action. Whether it be in learning or davening, or Shmei Seinayim, or Chesed, whatever it is. Ben Adam Malka, Ben Adam Lachaver, Ben Adam Ma'atzma. Take upon ourselves a little bit more. You can't just cry on Tisha B'Av. You can't just say, let me just get Tisha B'Av over and get to El. These are days that we saw Salanter, I start from your Baruch Hamolshin, says the tremendous days of Isoirus. We can't just get Tisha B'Av over so I can go on with my life. I go on with my Av. I get the Tubav. No. The lean into Tisha B'Av. The lean into Shabbos Chazon. Lean into the Kinos. We be affected, and how do we take that emotion and put it into our actions to the Chaban? Into more tshuva, and maybe specifically more into more learning and better learning. And maybe I open up a sefer before I go to sleep every night. And I open up, I add a little bit of learning in the morning. And at the end of the day, shaveh b'tzdaka, like Yosef Chaim Zonin Nufal said, seal mishpat tipada gematria tamid yishami b'shaveh b'tzdaka will be redeemed in righteousness tamid bavli. Everyone in their own union, everyone connects to Mishnah and Gemara in their own way. Everyone connects to halacha. The Chumash, the Tanakh, Machshavah Chassidus, a little bit more Torah. And it's chas of our learning, as the Shem Yisrach, we zoicha, as the Shem, as Ba'ov Yisrael, the Shabbat Chazon, is the holiest Shabbos of the year. Why? Because of the Koich of Mashiach. It's the father and the mother, before they let their kid, the Mashal, I always like to say, the Mashal, before their kid goes to Eretz Yisrael, how tight, or in the visiting day, we just had visiting day, how tight is that last hug, before the parents leave? How tight is that letter? It's so strong. Shabbos Chazon is the strongest hug. The Koich of Mashiach. That's the Shem of Yizokha, to be able to lean into these days of Yom, of the 9 days, and hopefully not have to sit on the floor, and not sit on the, and cry. But if that's the Ribbono Shel Olam's will, we lean into these days, lean into the emotions, and that's gotta affect us. On Monday, we can't be the same person. maybe different people, taking Sfarim wherever we are, speaking of learning, like Rabbi Leibowitz just said, a beautiful shir in Antis, so I call Hadam Kama Tamach Chacham. And one of the main things he was talking about is that thinking and learning. Thinking while you're walking, having something on your mind to think and learning is truly valuable. Zochet Bez Hashem to think about ourselves of Tamat Torah in our lives. Bez Hashem, we zochet to see Hashem 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 to see